the mandate that we have in the Lord is to preach about His kingdom, is to educate people on the truth. Because knowledge of the truth is what grants people access into God's kingdom. Now, consolation and everything we ever desire can be located in God's kingdom. So there's no point trying to look left and right for some kind of solution from man and all that this world has to offer. What you need is just a revelation of God's kingdom. A revelation of yourself in truth. The way you are known of God. Praise God. God wants to restore to us that innocence that we had from the beginning in Him. The purity of heart, the pure conscience that we had in the beginning. That is what God wants to do, because no man can enter in except he regains consciousness of the innocence that he had with God from the beginning. Innocence, because I say from the beginning, because in reality we are created innocent. We are created perfect. If we call Christ Jesus the Lamb of God, we know that the way He is the way we are. And it's the Lamb of God that is here to take away our sins. Praise God, He didn't come to condemn. He didn't come to point out your sins. He didn't come to judge anybody. All He's here for is to restore your innocence back. He takes away your sins. And He does this by the seven eyes upon Him, which represents the spirit of truth. Praise God. Truth. Truth is what will give you back that innocence. Truth is what will convert you back into being like that baby. That innocent baby. Who is pure in heart. Who does not want to hurt anybody. Who does not seek to, you know, put anybody down. Who only sees good in the other fellow. Who loves his neighbor as himself. The baby is one who has no self-consciousness. He's not aware of himself. See, the baby could walk about naked without even knowing that he's naked. It is not the duty of the father to clothe the baby. Praise God, that is our true form from the beginning of the world. And this is what God wants to restore to us. God wants to restore that innocence back to us. The Lord Jesus Christ says that to enter into the kingdom, you must humble yourself to become like a baby before you can see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Entering the kingdom of God means entering in and seeing the face of God. Entering in and realizing the totality of His presence. entering in and realizing the joy of your salvation, the protection, and everything that you ever need throughout all eternity. Praise God. You cannot enter in except you are converted to become like a child. There has to be a conversion, and this thing occurs in our minds, in our hearts. Praise God. When the Apostle John saw the New Jerusalem, in the book of Revelations, chapter 21, see, the angel who gave him the vision said emphatically that there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither any wither soever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are in the Lamb's book of life. I just read Revelation chapter 21 verse 27. Praise God, because John the Apostle saw the celestial city, the New Jerusalem, which is God's kingdom, descending from heaven, and it had its gates open. The gates of the New Jerusalem were open day and night. Praise God. Let's quickly read this thing so that you have a clear picture of what I'm about to say here. Revelation chapter 21 verse 22. And I saw no temple therein. Now he's talking about the New Jerusalem. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Praise God. And this is what I just read. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now this is how the Bible ends. So you can see, after all the long stories in the Bible, after all the parables, after all the words of wisdom, where the Bible finally ends, it reveals a people, the kings of the earth, which are people who are being gathered into Christ, who are being gathered into the God's kingdom, entering into God's kingdom. See, the promise is that the kings of the earth will pass through that open gate. There is an open gate in the spirit. There is an open gate into God's kingdom. A gate that is never shut day or night. Praise God. And the kings of the earth, hallelujah, which are the nations, people who are dispersed upon the earth, bring their glory into it. Praise God. Those who are saved come into this place to behold the glory of the Lord and to honor the Lord. Praise God. Those who are saved are those who will find the door into this place. But it says that nothing that defileth or maketh a lie can enter into this place. Nothing that worketh abomination can enter into this place. See, we cannot enter into this place with that mindset we had when we walked in darkness. We cannot enter into this place with a defiled conscience. It's all a realm for the innocents. Praise God. It's a place for those who have paid patiently purified themselves in Christ. Those who have conformed themselves to Christ obediently when they hear the truth from heaven. Praise God. Our purification comes by our contemplating the image of God through the face of the Lord Jesus. We behold in Christ ourselves. We behold in Christ our true image. Because the way He is the way we are. That is what the gospel is all about. That is the good news, the evangel. Revealing to us that the way He is the way we are. That the way the Father has loved Him is the way the Father loves us. He is us and we are Him. That is the message. Praise God. That bond of oneness and love that Jesus displayed, which no other man ever displayed, is the same bond of oneness and love that we have with God from the beginning of the world. Praise God. But you know, in the ignorance of our human lives, we lost awareness of this truth. See, we are corrupted in our mortal sense of life. Praise God. And there is no one that can claim to be innocent like a baby if you have lived that life in the flesh. You may try religiously to be good. You may try religiously, you know, to do certain things to please God. You may try religiously with effort not to hurt your fellow brethren. You may try to love. See, but you cannot come to that place of perfection except you receive a revelation of truth of yourself. Praise God. Your eyes of understanding must be illumined before you can ascend into this place of unlimited blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ walked in this realm of unlimited blessings. He walked in this realm where all things were possible. Praise God. Simply because he adhered to that image that he had with God from the foundation of the world. Brethren, today we are getting the revelation from heaven. Praise God. Today we are seeing ourselves the way we are known of God. Today we are beholding, contemplating with open face the image of the, you know, only begotten of God, which is our image. See it, and as we behold this image of truth, and we are transformed into this image, we are purified. We become innocent. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This is the celestial city that we are being called into. Amen. This is the city upon the hill. Praise God. This is the city upon the hill. This is Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem that never passes away. Praise God. Many years before the writings of John the Apostle, the psalmist, you know, in Psalm 24, spoke about this same principle. He says, who shall ascend? Psalm chapter 24. Who shall ascend? You see it? Who shall ascend into the hill of Jehovah or the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul unto falsehood, and has not lifted his soul unto falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from Jehovah and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Who shall ascend into the holy hill? The holy hill is where the new Jerusalem is situated. So it's a dimension. praise God, is the highest peak in the spirit. That is why when John saw the New Jerusalem descending, he said he saw it upon a very high mountain. God uses all these allegories to explain how high, the infinitely high, his presence is in the spirit. Praise God. If we are to ascend into this realm of blessings, of all power and all authority, this realm of pleasures and enjoyment, we must be purified to have that pure heart. Praise God. It's a realm for only the innocent. Praise God. It's a realm where no mortal man can enter into. It's not a realm for the earthly minded. Praise God. Because like we are beginning to understand, the earthly minded person is inevitably corrupt. Praise God. If you have your mind set on the earth, if you are carnal in nature, there is no way you can truly attain to that innocence that God is talking about. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says you should not have your treasures upon the earth. No. May we must, by faith, by revelation of the truth, begin to have our treasures set in the heaven. Praise hallelujah. Because individually we all have a place reserved in the heavens for us. Reserved and untouchable for us. We must begin to realize that that is where our treasure should be. Praise God. In that, our lot in heaven is where we can meet with the Father and, regain that union that we lost in Adam. Praise God. So there has to be, a transformation in our minds. We must begin to be spiritually minded. Jesus Christ says, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. And he admonishes that let your treasure be in heaven. Praise God. The treasure of a mortal man is upon the earth, because he simply does not have a revelation of that which is heavenly. Praise God. The treasure of a mortal man is upon the earth simply because the eyes of his understanding is veiled and he sees only that which is earthly, which is actually vanity. See, he's the one that swears deceitfully. Amen. He's the one that lifts his soul unto vanity, that like we just read in Psalm chapter 24. That is the way of a mortal man. See, but as the light begins to pierce and you begin to recognize from where you come, where you descended from, when you begin to behold the New Jerusalem with the eyes of the Spirit, and you begin to recognize your true celestial light form, praise God, you can begin to have your treasures in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a patient process of listening and confirmation. Listening and confirmation. Listening to the Spirit and conforming to the Spirit daily. Hallelujah. Praise God. Growing in grace. Growing in the revelation of Christ. He must increase and I must decrease. He must increase, which is Christ, and I, the man of the flesh, must decrease. Because it is only through Christ that I can enter in to God's kingdom. It's only through Christ that I can retain my innocence. It's only through Christ I can, regain the blessings, unlimited blessings that I had with God in the beginning. Praise God. Now let us recognize the will of God and the heartbeat of God for us individually. Let us recognize that God does not withhold anything from his son. God does not withhold anything from his son. It's very important we recognize the mind of God and the love of God towards the son. Praise God. God does not withhold anything from God. From his people. From those who, you know, make up their minds to approach him. See, the totality of what God is and what God has, the totality of the power and the glory of God resides in the Son. Praise God. God does not withhold anything. It is not in his nature to withhold. Praise God. That which withholds is man. Amen. It is the nature of man to withhold. It is the nature of man to treasure things and to think he can gather things upon his, to his name. No. But the nature of God is to give and to give and to give. Praise God. Don't you see the stars? Don't the stars give and they shine and they shine daily? They shine their light daily. Praise God. The light, that is the nature of God. The stars are the sons of God who reveal the attributes of God their Father. They reveal the perfection of God their Father, which is a Father that gives and he gives and he gives. He shows the love nature of God. That is, so those of us who attain to this place receive everything that God is. We inherit the totality of God. Oh, hallelujah. So this innocence is something that we must exercise ourselves to walk in as Christians. See, when you walk in the innocence of a baby, you do not see evil. Praise God. You do not see a fault in your neighbor, in another person next to you. But your eye is focused on God's real kingdom. Your eyes is focused on the truth. Praise God. This is very, very important. This is one principle that we must learn. It's part of the single mind that Jesus Christ walked in while he was here upon the earth. Jesus Christ did not walk according to the dictates of men or according to the dictates of the carnal mind. See, Jesus Christ walked in relation to a perfect order, a perfect world. See, he never went about beholding evil in another man. He never went about beholding imperfection in another man. No. Praise God. He was always beholding the truth. Praise God. If your eyes are opened in the spirit, you will recognize that everybody is perfect. If your eyes open in the spirit, your eyes open to truth, you will recognize that we all are in the image of God the Father. If your eyes are open in the spirit, you will discover that we are all one. We are all brethren. Praise God. See, so the man of the spirit walks in relation to the revelation of the truth. He does not walk in relation to the lie. See, many people do not realize this thing, but God does not recognize you as a sinner. God does not look at you as unworthy. See it? God only sees his perfection in you. God only sees that which he created from the beginning, which is that perfect image of God in you. See, God does not go about condemning. See it? God does not go about peeping at you and trying to find out what you are doing in your bathroom or what you are doing in your bedroom or what you are doing in the office. What he just sees is that perfect seed, that perfect creation that he created from the foundation of the world. That is what God sees in you. And this is the same mindset that we have to develop as Christians. Praise God. You can only enter into God's kingdom as you open your eyes to see God's realm of perfection. As you open your eyes by faith and begin to walk in relation to the perfection that has been from the foundation of the world. You have to mix this thing with faith. First of all, you must hear from the Spirit. See, you must get a witness in your spirit about the invisible realm, about the presence of God, about your true identity. praise God, about the true identity of the brother next door, about the true identity of the sister next door, about the true identity of your husband who hurt you some years back, about the true identity of your ex-boyfriend who left you along the line and left you heartbroken. You have to, you know, recognize the truth about, you know, your stepfather or your relation who abused you as a child. See, you must open your eyes to recognize the perfection in the person who duped you in your business, or the person who cheated you out of your inheritance. See, or the child who despises you, or the child that, you know, never shows you love. Open your eyes and recognize the perfection of God in him. Praise God. Recognize the perfection of God in those who persecute you because of the gospel that you preach. See, to recognize the perfection of those who, you know, bear different religious names. It could be Islam, it could be Buddhism. To recognize the seed of Christ in them. Recognize the perfection of God in them. Don't look on the outward. Praise God. Because if you look on the outward, you are looking at the lie. Because God never created a lie. God never created that outward personality. That which created the outward personality is the, let's say, the teachings, the prince of this age that has molded that outward identity. Praise God. But if you open your eyes in the spirit, you can only see one, and that is Christ, the image of the living God. Walk in relation to that. See it. And you'll be healed of your hurts gradually. You'll be healed of your pains gradually. Praise God. Hallelujah. You begin to discover yourself gradually entering into the realm of innocence. Pure innocence. Hallelujah. At times people around you will call you a fool. See it. That you probably have to fight for your right. That you probably have to prove something. Or probably you are being cheated. But I say rest in the Lord. Rest in the name of the Lord. Rest in God's creation. Praise God. And you see a new dimension of unlimited blessings being opened up to you. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus Christ encountered the lady caught in adultery, this is in the book of John chapter 8, he encountered a lady that was caught in adultery. Of course, the people came around armed with the law of Moses. They told Jesus that we caught her. Jesus, we got her in the act. See, we got her in the act. Let us do what? Let us kill her. Let us stone her to death. Because according to the law of Moses, a lady caught in adultery had to be stoned to death. See, but the reaction of Jesus Christ shocked them. See, this is a lady that had offended the husband. She had offended her family. She had offended the husband's family. Before men, this adulterous lady had become an abomination. She was worthy of one thing, and that is to die. You see, but that judgment is the judgment of men. It's judgment according to men. See, that is the realm that people are subject to, those people who do not walk in the truth. But Jesus Christ was above that. Jesus Christ walked in truth. He walked in grace. Praise God. And when you walk in truth, when you walk in the light, when you walk by the Spirit of the Father, you only see love. You only see the perfection that was there from the foundation of the world. You see nothing else. Praise God. Hallelujah. God never saw an adulterer in that woman. The eyes of God is focused on that perfect seed that is in that woman. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus Christ do? What was the reaction of Jesus? Was it to stone her? Kill her? Condemn her? No. John chapter 8, verse 6. John chapter 8, verse 6. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Praise God. And when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way and sin no more. Praise God. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Praise God. Now we can see the mindset of Christ. He's simply not aware of any sinful, adulterous woman. He's only aware of the perfect seed of God in her. Because he walks in the light, in that true light that was from the beginning. He walked in the revelation that comes from the Spirit of God, not from the spirit of man that judges from the outward. See, when you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you only see that which is from the beginning of the world. You do not see imperfection in your brother and your sister. See, you do not see imperfection in your ex-husband or your present husband or your ex-boyfriend or your present boyfriend. You do not see imperfection in anybody at all, but you see only that perfect seed of Christ in them. Because in reality, that is the truth. The outer covering will only pass away with time. The outer covering that men put on in this world will be dissolved as the light shines, as the truth is revealed. Praise God. And as the truth is revealed, you discover that we are all one body from the foundation of the world. We are all one. Praise God. This is the power of the understanding. This is the power of truth. Oh, hallelujah. This is the kind of mindset we should put on. Praise God. If you want to retain innocence, you must walk in the light as he is in the light. Hallelujah. That is why when the Apostle John saw the servants of God in the New Jerusalem, the Bible says that they walk in the light of the city. They walk in the light of the lamp. Praise God. They walk in the light of the glory of God. These are the ones that walk by the illumination that comes from the Spirit of God, from the mind of God. Not according to the light of men or the light of this natural faculties of men. No. These ones live by pure divine revelation that comes from God. Praise God. Now, all those people who pick up stones to stone the lady, these are men. People who judge after the outward. People who have no revelation of the truth from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. If you submit yourself to Christ, hallelujah, submit yourself to Christ and allow the truth to take over you. See, all those voices that condemn you and speak against you day and night will all disappear. Praise God. And you will see yourself standing alone in truth in Christ. All those voices that condemn you within you shall be no more. In Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. If you have a life in Christ, there is no condemnation unto you, neither do you condemn others. Neither do you seek to, you know, hurt others, you know, or to work against others, you know, all that kind of stuff. No. Praise God, it's a realm of purity and innocence. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we must have that mindset. First of all, recognizing the truth, recognizing the perfect seed of Christ in any man. It needs patience. Amen. It needs resolve. It needs exercising yourself in truth. This thing doesn't come in one day. Exercising yourself in truth. Exercising yourself in the revelation of the truth. Praise God, then you shall see the light of life. Shall be lifted from the bowels of death and condemnation and begin to enjoy the sweetness of God's presence. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So the mindset has to be changed. Our purification comes by putting on a new mindset. The eyes of the understanding have to be pinned in the spirit to see God's world and the image of God in all His creation. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 8 says, a king that seated in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. A king that seated in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Now, who is this king that is sitting in judgment? It's you and I. Hallelujah. You can scatter an evil, every evil thought, every carnal thought, every ungodly thought, every thought that does not glorify the Lord, every ungodly thought is dispersed by the power of the eyes, the eye of your understanding. You must be able to pierce through the Spirit to see the Christ seated in His creation. Very, very important. You must be able to pierce through the Spirit to see the real world and no more walk in relation to the vanity of this age. Praise God. If the eyes of the understanding of a man are not enlightened, he's subject to corruptibility, he's subject to a material world. And this is what breeds the evil and the lust to this world today. Now, why do you have wars today upon the earth? Why do you have hatred, malice? Simply for gain of this world. There must be some kind of physical object or concept in this world that brings about discord among brethren. Praise God. And this is possible only if you have your treasure upon this earth. Like Jesus, we must be able to say, the prince of the world cometh, but he findeth nothing in me. That's the prince of this world, of this material world, comes, but he has nothing in me. So we must be converted in our minds, so that we begin to live in relation to God's spiritual kingdom. And that is the kingdom that will never be taken away from us. The kingdoms of men will be shifted and taken away. People left and right will be taken away, but the invisible kingdom of God will never be taken away. So we should not be carried away with earthly things, but our hearts should be stayed in the spirit, in that which is true. Praise God. Now somebody might argue, I had that fear for many years of my life. When I first got this revelation, how am I going to survive if I walk in the spirit? How am I going to make ends meet if I walk in the spirit? You see, but you must come to the place where you realize that in the day that this work of God is completed in you, you begin to walk in the totality of God's power and blessings. It is a realm of infinite possibilities. It is a realm where the Father caters for his people, where you walk in relation to faith. You see, unknown to many, God did not create you to suffer and to try to make ends meet and all that kind of stuff. It is just the ignorance of man or man's fall that has subjected man to so much toil and fatigue. See it. Adam was never generated to eat bread, you know, with the sweat of from his face, and to gather among thistles. It was his ignorance and transgression that made Adam to begin to live that life independent of God. When Adam was in Eden, all things were possible. He was in the realm of unlimited blessings, unlimited possibilities. Praise God, but he lost his innocence when he started to receive from the serpent, when he started to receive from the knowledge of good and evil, which is the wisdom of man that attaches him to the outer. It's the wisdom of man that attaches you to the outer world, that attaches you to the physical world that passes away, that attaches you to a temporal order. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, when you try to be as a man, when you try to have a sense of belonging in this world, you cannot be held innocent. Praise God. See it. We must become like babies to enter into God's kingdom. A child does not have anything, but the child is catered for by his parents. He's fed by his parents, but he has nothing. He has no self-knowledge. He's just there to enjoy. He has no material consciousness. But gradually as he grows, now they begin to teach him that you are this, you have to do this, that. You have this personality of your own that you have to do this and you have to do that. And gradually he's drawn away from that realm of innocence. He enters into competition. He enters into malice. See it? Jealousy begins to come, and all the kind of things, you know, begin to enter into him, because he becomes, you know, defiled by the influence of the teachings of this age. Praise God. So let us recognize that innocence is in us. We are already innocent, we are already perfect. It's just that we must awaken to this reality. Praise God. We must take the words of Christ to the revelation that is coming in this hour and apply it to our lives. And begin to walk, you know, in relation to the truth that is coming now. Praise God. That is how this gate to heaven will open up to you. I'll open your eyes and see Christ in his creation. I'll let go of those attachments on the outward, those temporal things in this natural world, and lay hold of that which is real, spiritual. Praise God. And the power of God will sustain you. You will discover the Father's presence. Amen. That's why it says that him that overcomes, I will be a father unto him, and him a son to me. Praise God. That same power that multiplied, 12 loaves of bread into millions, into thousands, is present with you. Praise God. That same power that was able to fetch out money from the mouth of the fish is present with you. Because you are with the Father. And with the Father, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Praise God. But there must be a transformation in our thinking. Our thinking has to change. Amen. We must begin to connect back to the truth. Of course, initially we might suffer loss. We might suffer humiliation. At times you have to let go of certain concepts. You know, at times you might look like a fool. But isn't it written in Isaiah 30:35 that this is a place for the fools? Fools, only fools can walk into this, in this path of holiness, in this path of innocence, in this path that leads to life. Only fools can find this path. The wise of this age cannot find this path. Praise God. But those who receive the words of Jehovah, of truth, will discover their innocence once more, and enter back into Eden, and enjoy life in its fullness. Amen.